It is a very exciting day. Today we are with the Windows Live Search team, and this is John Thornton and Mike Palermedia, who are about to show us some of the really awesome new features that you're going to be able to use in Windows Live Photo Gallery. First of all, let's start with what do you guys do? How do you spend your days?
Well, we play with a lot of photos all day and kind of look at ways to make them better and ways to organize them better and edit them and things like that.
Okay, and is that your technical title?
My technical title is program manager.
Okay, there you go. And what about you? What do you do?
I play with photos all day too. Play a lot with competitors, competitor products. So we're really aware with what's going on in the photo world.
Yeah.
And then we also design features and write specs. It's kind of like the boring side of it, but
no, that's the fascinating side, because I know you guys are getting a lot of press. There's been a lot of buzz about some of the new features. So why don't you take me through some of the stuff that you personally worked on that you find most exciting?
Sure. I'm going to show you the import experience for the new Windows Live Photo Gallery, as well as a panoramic stitching feature we now have.
Okay, so are you taking just your SD card from your camera, maybe?
I shot some photos yesterday, and I'm going to put them in here now. And then we're going to show you how we can upload these pictures to Spaces and to Flickr.
You can see I have a lot of competitor products on there.
So the first thing you'll notice about our import experience is we have made it so that we no longer just shove everything into one spot.
Okay.
We group our photos now so that you can see multiple events in one thing, and we have a...
So are they grouped by date, or you obviously haven't added tags yet?
So there are multiple photo shoots that I shot. So I had one shot here where I shot a bunch of photos together, and then I went and shot some other photos together. And so rather than just plopping them all together and making you give them one name for everything, we separate these out.
Cool. Yeah,
this was a huge point of feedback for Vista when we shipped, because we're the same team that also shipped the Windows Photo Gallery.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the users felt that the import experience in Vista was too simple.
And
we were going for simple. That was by design, but it turned out to be a little too simple.
They want a little bit more customization.
Exactly. So we have some special magic sauce here that separates all your photos by the time that they were taken. So what we found was a lot of users will keep photos on their camera for weeks or months.
I know. Personally, I do too.
Exactly,
because if you don't sit at a computer all day, and if you don't have access to the time and you're scanning it in, you get around to it when you get around to it.
Right. Right, so this helps you really quickly organize those right when you plug in the camera. So that's what John is doing right now.
And so do you really play dodgeball as much as it appears that you do?
We had a little morale event last week, so we played some dodgeball, and then I went up to Snoqualmie Falls and shot some photos there.
Okay.
I tagged a couple of these photos here already, and I've marked them as two separate events. I'm going to go import them now. And so the cool thing about this is when I come into the photo gallery, I'm pretty much done with my organization. I already tagged my stuff. I already organized the events. And so there's not a lot. I don't have to spend a lot of time going through and tagging. I can, but I'm already pretty organized.
Right. So if you wanted to add, everything I saw was labeled or tagged coworker, if you wanted to add, coworker I hate or coworker, coworker falling down, coworker spiking, whatever it was, you could go in and add more multiple tags to each photo.
Exactly. So I'm going to come in here and pull up some photos from the Snoqualmie Falls trip. So here's a new feature we have where basically I took a bunch of photos at Snoqualmie Falls. They're all a bunch of random photos. I kind of shot them from one spot. I'm going to put them all together into one photo. So this is going to create a panoramic photo from a bunch of photos. And I'm not doing anything special here. I'm not ordering the photos in a particular order. I'm just saying, Microsoft, go figure out how these things should be put together.
But when you took them, you had in mind, this is going to be something I'm going to use the panoramic feature. So what do you have to keep in mind in terms of the way you shoot in order for this to work properly?
Well, the big thing is you kind of want to have a flat scene. You don't want to move around a lot and have things changing in the scene when you're shooting them.
Okay.
So it's important on this one, I want to stand in one spot because the thing is pretty far away from me. If you're shooting something closer, you actually kind of want to pan parallel to it so that you get something that's kind of flat in the
end. And this is new to the new release, this panoramic option?
Yes, this is brand new in the Windows Live Photo Gallery.
Very cool. Awesome. Now look at that!
Bang, the photo's together. And now if I want to come in and crop it, we got tools for doing that too. And I can come in here and make it nice and pretty and square, or I can leave it if I don't want it to be square.
That is unbelievable. Now, how many photos did you just import? Was it 30, or did I make
21,
that up?
21 photos in that one. So, like I said, I didn't have to do any arrangement. It put it all together.
It just figured it out. And is there a maximum amount of photos that you can use?
I don't believe so.
No,
not that I'm aware of.
We'll take what you can give us, yeah.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's so cool. And so simple. It's just one touch.
Yeah, it's really easy. So Michael's now going to take that photo and go put it up onto Spaces for us.
Yeah, now this is something that I know a lot of people have been talking about because it's so exciting. You can is it one touch publishing up to, I know Spaces, and then also Flickr, right?
And Flickr and Soapbox, if you want to share some videos on our MSN Soapbox. Yeah, yeah. And it is literally almost one click. There's usually a little bit, you know, maybe two other clicks if you want to add, you know, some tags if you're putting photos up on videos on Soapbox.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're putting your video photos on Flickr or Spaces, you can have, there's a few options. And I'll walk you through here.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Because I know in some competitors' computers, they have a simple publish button that brings it right up on YouTube. And I was like, you know what, that's really cool. Right. But now, apparently, we got it too.
Yeah, exactly. So I took John's panoramic here, which is pretty sweet, mm-hmm. and I just tagged it with panoramic, so I want that tag to flow up into the cloud.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm going to publish this one photo, and I'm just going to publish this to my own space. And I'm already signed in. You can see up here in what we're calling the Meet area. Once you sign in, actually, let me cancel out of this. Once you sign in with your Windows Live ID,
yeah. We
know your space, and so you don't need to give us any type of, like, you know, what your space URL is and all that, mm-hmm. you know, googly gop stuff. Like, we just know. So once you're signed in, it's just as simple as like publish into your space, and
publish to Spaces,
publish
or
to Windows Live Spaces. Yeah, here's the menu option here.
Okay.
So we've got publish to Windows Live Spaces, Soapbox. It's grayed out right now because
it's not a video.
It's not a video. We're smart like that.
Hey.
And then we have publish on Flickr here, and I'll I'll walk through that as well.
Okay, cool.
So we'll go ahead and we'll leave this to Kwame.
Now, this probably isn't something that you guys have to do with PhotoGallery, but one thing that I love, too, is when you notice you've lined in with your Windows Live ID, it recognizes all your Windows Live IDs, so you don't have to... Oh, love that feature. So thank your friends, whoever did that.
This is the published dialogue for Spaces. I can give it a permission if I want to... permission just this album, mm-hmm. which is really cool. A lot of users, you know, didn't want to just keep it just to their space, so we'll give that flexibility. You can also publish to existing albums as well.
Oh, so just like if I got more pictures of Cody, I want to add.
Exactly, yeah.
More Snoqualmie photos.
Yeah. More Snoqualmie.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and publish that bad boy. Pretty quick here. And the other thing is you can minimize this, and I can go on to create more publishes, so you can queue up a bunch.
Oh, that's like, great.
Yeah, so
like
if you want to...
multiple tasks
exactly,
all at once.
Yeah, so we'll take you right to your album here with the one button. And we take your Windows Live ID information and we pass that to the default your browser, hopefully it's IE,
mm-hmm.
And we drop you off right in the new album you created, in signed in as you. So if you want to, you can invite people to it, and we'll send a really rich HTML message to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your Hotmail contact list, or
right.
you can put in any email address. Also, you can go back to your album. You can edit the album. If you had multiple photos, you can rearrange the order of them.
Sure.
You know, change the permissions online as well. So this photo is on my space, and it's ready to go.
It's high res, too, so if he wants to...
Yeah, absolutely.
Now.
So here's the album. If I want to look at that, and we have a couple different download options. I'm going to go ahead and download this. We'll download the album. So we got this really cool download feature that John worked on with his team, and you can see on the screen here now we're downloading the album. So if this album, which I only uploaded one photo, but we had multiple
photos. I'm assuming it's a really big photo, right?
Yeah, we uploaded the high-res version of that photo. So you can, and if we had multiple photos here, you could pick and choose which photos you wanted to download.
Sure.
But we assume that, you know, if it's like your birthday party you went to, or, you know, whatever, like a family event, you want to download all the photos.
All the photos!
One click, download album, and voila, it's going to come right down into your gallery. And it's all like this you know, continuous loop. We started from getting the photos off the camera into the computer.
I love it. It's a great user interface. I think it's just so simple. Very intuitive.
And so under downloaded albums now, there's my blog or my space, and there's the photo, and we've gone a complete circle. And you'll see that this is a high-res version of the photo.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that you gave the access to anyone that wants on the internet that you allow permission to.
Exactly.
Anyone can grab that photo.
Right.
Now, is the Flickr the same publishing process, or how does that work?
Is. Yeah, and I just want to send a shout out to our Flickr fans.
Oh, here we go.
I'm wearing your shirt. Yeah, we went down and hung out with the Flickr.
But what does it? Oh, it just says hello over and over again. I'm trying to read it.
And that's what we have all the Flickr balls for too. We've been taking
a lot of space ball.
When I went down there to visit with the Flickr team, really cool group of guys and gals, and they gave us all these balls, and we've been playing faceball in the office. And so I'm going to publish a faceball photo. All right, so I want to show John's smug up on Flickr here.
Totally.
So I'm going to do the one, the very quick, quick publish on Flickr. So this is our new Flickr feature. We worked really closely with them, and so we have included all of the main features that they support with their upload tool.
Right.
So I can add multiple counts if I have multiple counts.
Now, is this tagged already?
This photo is tagged. You can see that it has coworkers and Faceball as a tag. So those are going to flow right up to Flickr. I could add it to a brand new set, but I'm going to just add it to my main photo stream.
And so everybody can see.
Yeah, and I'm going to I'm gonna keep the original size, but if you wanted to, you could reduce the size if you just wanted to upload it like a low-res version.
Sure.
And I am going to totally publish this to the world. So
I think that's how he would want it.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep this public here. And,
all right, so then one button, done, uploading to Flickr. Look at that. Did you see how fast the little bar went by, people? Pretty fast.
And if you'd picked the resize option, we would have done it within the client, so you wouldn't have had to do that yourself on Flickr or anything like that. So
does it automatically for
you? Yep, this is already so.
Okay, so it says your photos have been published to Flickr, so now we head on over to Flickr.
So you can see I could add a description here. I could have done that in the photo gallery as well if I added a caption. That would have come here.
Okay.
But you see that they're the tags that I created. I gave the photo in the photo gallery are now up on Flickr. So I'm going to just go ahead, hit OK, and that photo is in my photo stream now. And everyone...
Yeah, there it is for the world to see.
Everyone visiting Flickr now will be able to search on Faceball and see John getting smacked in the face.
Which I suggest that everyone does, because I don't know who wouldn't want to see John getting smacked in the face, right?
Yeah.
All right, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, just go download our product, get.live.com.
Get.live.com, and that's it, Flickr. God, I can't do it. You know, I'm not playing Smash Ball with you people.